This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I got a message in from Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina. He is going to be busy this morning. He's up in Kentucky at the deer camp getting ready thing for the gun season, filling the feeders and all that type of stuff, getting stands ready. So filling in for him as he does so often, and he's very good at doing it. He did it for a number of years. Glenn Sanchez fills in and gives us the report. Glenn, good morning. Man, this wind has been pesky these last few days. I guess the key to catching fish, and it was good up until this wind, and still good if you can find a spot that's got some clean water and get out of it. That's going to be the key, would you say?
Well, let me tell you, I fished yesterday, and the wind's been blowing all week, and I fished in the Biloxi Marsh. There's plenty of fish up there. You just have to weed through them. There's so many fish that are 12 and 3 quarters and 12 and 7 eighths. They're getting closer all the time, but there's plenty of fish, and the water's clean up top. And we caught a nice box of fish yesterday for the first time. I mean, we had big fish in the marsh. And when I say big fish, I had 15-inch trout yesterday. And that's the first time I've done that this year in the marsh, you know. But we got lucky, and we happened to find a little spot where they were, you know. But you just have to keep looking.
Yeah, and what are some of the signs that you're going to see other than just the appearance that the water looks a little clear and you can kind of see stuff moving around, a little bit of bait in there?
Well, I mean, actually, you got good tide range right now, and all you need to do is get it on a point and, you know, just fish the points and let that tide come around. And if they're not on that point, go to the next one because, I mean, they're going to be there because, I mean, I found like we caught fish every place we went yesterday. But it wasn't until we found some decent ones that we stayed there, and then we ended up running out of bait, you know. Yeah. But they got a lot of in the marsh.
With these winds we've got in the strong tide range, there's going to be a lot of water moving. So if you pull up on one of these points and you start catching fish on that point, do you believe that that school is holding on that point and you're just picking them off out of there, or is that fish at the school moving and you're constantly getting new fish passing by that point?
I think they're holding myself because they're waiting for the bait to come around the turn, and they just, you know, they'll just sit there and wait for the bait to move in and ambush it. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, in the wintertime, a lot of times, I mean, it's kind of hard today because of the wind. But I'll do more drifting than anything else in the wintertime and catch fish drifting. Just move to the fish instead of the fish moving to you.
Yeah, I can remember you and I and Jonathan doing a lot of the Lelutra drift many, many times when nothing else would work. That was always a sure thing. Doing this kind of time of the year, and even when you get a little bit more into the winter.
Yep. But I think it's going to be a good year because, I mean, I know they jumped them up to 13 inches, and we just have to wait for them to grow up just a little bit, but they're close. They're real close. I think by December you'll be able to put a lot of fish in the boat, or end of November, because that's how close they are.
And, Glenn, what was the technique? Were y'all using live bait, plastics, or a combination?
We use live bait under a cork. We use live bait on the bottom. And I threw the Voodoo shrimp a couple of times and caught a few fish, but it's a little bit too slow for me with that right now.
Is the water temperature dropped enough where you're slowing down the retrieve at all, or is it it's still on? Huh?
No, the water temperature still. I don't know what it is, but it's still warm enough to where they're not schooled up or anything like that. They scattered, you know. And but you don't have to slow down and retrieve. A lot of time, I mean, just bump it off the bottom just a little bit, and they'll pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Did you come across any reds or puppy drum while you were in that marsh?
We caught some sheephead. We caught some small reds. We didn't catch any keeper reds. We had small reds, but we didn't catch any drum. But we caught some sheephead, and I really like that fish. A lot of people don't know how to clean it, but boy, if you learn how to clean it, that's a delicious fish.
Yes, indeed. Well, Glenn, I guess, do you think there's any reason to still go out into the bays when these winds finally calm down, or is it from now on all you need to do is run up in the marsh and maybe fish the channel?
If the winds were to calm down, I still believe they got fish on the, Bay Oy and on the outskirts. They're still going to have fish out there. You just can't get to them right now. But if you get a calm day, I think you could still go out there and find them.
And how was the bait selection at the marina?
Oh, man, all you want, beautiful bait, it's they work great.
Well, you know bait like for sure. Bait. You know you dealt with bait on a day-in, day-out basis for years. What's some tips for keeping those shrimp alive? Because that's very important. If you're paying for live shrimp, you should use live shrimp.
You know, people ask me that all the time. In the summertime, I do not use my live well in the boat. I don't want the water coming in from outside being hot. I'll use an ice chest the old-style way with an aerator in it. I'll put some ice in the water to cool it down a little bit, and I'll have that G-juice to keep your shrimp alive, mm-hmm. and you put some of that in there, and my shrimp will stay alive all day because they in the same pH water. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're traveling and they're going from different places in the live well sucking up different types of water. You know, because, I mean, I remember one time we ran across bad water. We looked in the box and all the shrimp were dead. I was like,
ouch.
This is great.
Ouch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Glenn, sounds like stuff's good. The secret's going to be find some clean water, get out of that wind, and you can have a successful catch this weekend.
Put the wind to your back and just keep looking and just keep fishing. And you'll catch them. You'll catch them because they're there. They are definitely there.
Always great talking to you, Glenn. Thanks for filling in for Robbie. We appreciate it.
Thank you, y'all. Have a great day, and everybody stay safe. Bye-bye.
All right, my friend Glenn Sanchez used to be the operator of Breton Sound Marina. Now he's a retiree and a full-time fisherman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.